Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
For 15 years, my wife and I raised our kids across the street from a large farm. When our boys were young, we used to love to watch the giant combines in action. Even now, we live just a stone's throw from a farm next door. And there's just something about hearing the combines running late into the evening. They have to be John Deere, of course. If you're anything like me, the closest people in my family's life are those whom we do ministry alongside, and often our fireside conversations are about what God is doing in the world. None of us can really put our finger on it, but it just seems like something is different spiritually. There's so much chaos and confusion, and it seems sin is just running out of control. Yet, there's this sense of recommitment and excitement by those who truly look to God's word for truth and comfort. Those who are truly His seem to be filled with an anxious anticipation. Back to the combines. See, I think God is combining His church. What do I mean by that? Combines get their name from the machine's ability to combine the three processes of harvesting: reaping, threshing, and winnowing. The process of winnowing is when the grain is finally separated from the chaff. The chaff is then blown right out the back, and the grain, the good stuff, is stored safely. I think all of this frustration that many of us have over the circus show surrounding much of the North American church should be viewed as God combining the church. It's a good thing because the chaff is being exposed and God is going to be highlighting and protecting His remnant. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul tells Timothy that Demas left the ministry because he loved the world. And based on 1 John 2:15, Demas never truly knew Christ, and eventually he was sorted out, and the truth was revealed. So two takeaways here. First, fellow believer who was crucified with Christ, take heart. The Lord is truly doing a new thing, as more and more it is easier to discern who is truly committed to Christ. Second, if this bothers you or you think you and God are all good because you attend church or you're a good person, now, right now, is the time to fall on your face before a holy God and ask Jesus Christ to truly change your life. Jesus doesn't need cheerleaders or more admirers from the sidelines. He wants to know you and to transform you. And if you want to know more, shoot us an email at info@wdcxradio.com. And if you're serious, I'd love to talk to you personally.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.